This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Pope Benedict XVI leaves behind a 21st century legacy. AP Religion editor Walter Ratliff reports.
Pope Benedict XVI's seven-year tenure as spiritual leader of the world's 1.2 billion Roman Catholics was marked by controversy and reform. Benedict was born Joseph Ratzinger in Bavaria, Germany on Holy Saturday, 1927. After World War II, he studied to become a priest. Benedict was elected pope in 2005 after John Paul's passing. From the onset, Benedict's papacy promoted a conservative agenda on abortion, euthanasia, and priest celibacy. Benedict may be remembered most for his stance on sexual abuse by priests.
We are deeply ashamed and we will do all the possible that this cannot happen in future.
Benedict's chief aim was inspiring faith.
Young people in particular, I appeal to you, bear witness to your faith. So the digital world.
He was the first pope to embrace new media as a tool of inspiration. Walter Ratliff, The Associated Press.
Reaction to the pope's death continues from around the world. UN Chief Antonio Guterres praised the former pontiff for his tenacious commitment to nonviolence and peace. U.S. President Joe Biden said the late pope will be remembered as a renowned theologian with a lifetime of devotion to the church. Pope Benedict's body will be displayed starting Monday morning in St. Peter's Basilica. This will allow the faithful to pay their respects ahead of a solemn but simple funeral. That's how the Vatican quoted it. Pope Benedict will be buried in the papal tombs under St. Peter's Basilica. For more on these stories and all of the news we're covering here on this last day of 2022 or the beginning of 2023, please visit us at voanews.com or download